It's going to be okay, baby. It's all right. I just need to lock the muzzle in place for both of our safety. That's all. It's a full moon. You know how you get. This is for the both of us. You wouldn't be able to forgive yourself if something happened to me. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but that's just because you don't remember who I am right now. You just shifted. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right by your side, baby. Your memories are going to come back soon enough. Just give it a few more minutes for your brain to catch up with your body. I know shifting into your werewolf form takes a lot of time. It also takes a lot of energy. But it's all right. I'm here to help you, to make sure that the night passes as smoothly as it possibly can. So I'm going to lock the muzzle now, okay? There we are. See? That wasn't so bad. The metal wrap leather sits perfectly across your face, making sure you can't open your mouth too much. Now you can't bite me. Oh, I know you wouldn't mean it, baby. But when you get like this, you're not thinking clearly. And when you transform back, you're going to feel nothing but guilt. So it's better to nip it in the butt like this. It's why you find yourself chained to the wall. This is what we do every month together, baby. Is it starting to come back to you? I'm your girlfriend. Do you remember me now? It's all right. Take a few deep breaths. You're okay. This happens once a month. And I'm the one who helps you through it so that you aren't a danger to yourself or others. This is part of the transformation process. I promise, you're okay, baby. Just keep listening to my voice and breathing. I know you're confused right now, but you're starting to come back to me, aren't you? Yeah, I can see it in your eyes. There's my sweet puppy. Can you use your words? Can you say hello back? A little raspy, but that's okay. You still did it. Are you starting to remember me now? Oh, that's right, baby. I'm your girlfriend. It usually takes a few minutes for you to get your bearings after a shift like this. This one was pretty brutal. Despite how hard it was to stay behind the bars, I did keep my safe distance just like you told me to. At one point, I was getting worried that the silver chains were going to snap. That's never actually happened before, but you've also never had a shift so violent either. I know that's why you added the layer of silver bars down here. You were locked in a cage, and I was on the other side, and we were both completely safe. But I couldn't help it. This time was a little scary. I had never seen that side of you before. Hold on. Did you seriously just ask if that means you want to break up? Baby, look at me when I say this. Mm-mm-mm. You don't get to look away. You aren't getting out of this just because you are in your werewolf form instead of your human form. I'll tell you this again when we're back home, cuddling underneath the covers. But it's also important for you to hear it now. I love you. I'm not going anywhere, puppy. I am your ride or die for life. I thought you would have figured that out by now. Do you think someone who didn't want to be with you would pull you into her chest and kiss your forehead? I know your muzzle is catching the fabric of my shirt. I don't care. I can also feel the cold metal of the silver collar around your neck. That didn't make me pull away despite how cold it is in this basement. See, I'm not going anywhere, baby. I'm your rock. So you had a bit of a difficult transformation this time around. It isn't going to push me away. If anything, it makes me want to run towards you. Wrap my arms around you. Make sure you're okay. You're not some random person I've stumbled upon. You're my puppy. We've gone on dates. We've gotten each other presents. Hell, we live together. I have seen you at your best when we're going to a fancy wedding. And I've seen you at your worst when you got drunk and had food poisoning at said fancy wedding. Remember how you wanted to die and practically begged me to leave you alone in the bathroom? Did I do it then? No, of course I didn't. Because you are my partner. It's going to take quite a bit more than just getting sick or having a rough day for you to push me away. You know what they say about feeding stray cats and all. Feed us once and you're never getting rid of us. I have no plans on going anywhere. So you can put that poisonous thought right out of your heads. I want you just as you are. Just like this. I don't care if I have to chain you up every night of the week. As long as I get to have you in my life, then I'm happy. Sure, it would be a little inconvenient when we go to bed. I would probably end up moving some sort of a mattress down here, you know, so we could at least sleep in the same room. But you don't have to worry about anything, baby. I'm not going anywhere. One bad transformation isn't going to turn me away. This wasn't the first time your shift was rough, was it? So, then it probably isn't going to be your last difficult one either, right? So I should know how to take care of you, puppy. We're gonna be married one day. I need to know how to do everything right for my werewolf. So how are you feeling? Do you think you can hold a conversation now? That's good. I am going to keep the muzzle, collar, and restraints on, though. Mostly for safety reasons. But I would be lying if I said you didn't look good in silver. Especially in the low lighting of this room. Only the fire for light and warmth. Considering how much time you have to spend down here, I would think you would get some sort of a heating and cooling system. I guess that's something we can work on when we move out here. I imagine that's the goal, right? Well, you're a werewolf. I'm an echo. It's not like city life is really meant for us. It's nice to have our little shoebox apartment, but it's kind of a hassle driving out to your cabin once a month. I figured once we got married and settled down, we could move out here. You know, so the whole process would be a lot easier on you. Mentally, physically, emotionally. Was that wrong of me to assume? Oh, baby, don't make that face. Did I do something bad? Did I say something wrong? So if it's not that, then what is it? Oh. You don't have to get emotional over something like that. I want you to be as happy and free as possible. That's just not something you'll ever be able to do in the city. There's no way we could have a basement set up like this. The noise complaints from when you start the shift, ugh, that would be enough to get us kicked out on the spot. Then comes the stomping, the growling, the whining. All of that would be going on all night long. And then I'm sure there would be some angry banging that would lead to you attacking the neighbors on site. I don't want to lose you. So eventually, when we're both ready, I figured it would be for the best if we just moved out here. You know, away from the rest of the world. We can settle down. Maybe raise a family. Maybe raise a few animals in a garden. Whatever sounds better. Either way, as long as you are by my side, I'm going to be a happy kitty. You're my puppy. Wherever you go, I go. Understand? Haneko having to comfort her werewolf. Most people would assume it goes the other way. They don't realize how sensitive you are. People take one look at you and decide not to give you a second chance. Then you met me and everything turned around. You found someone who cares about you as a person. Who loves you just the way you are. Someone who supports you and tries to learn your hobbies. Who cooks your favorite meals when you're having a bad day at work. We're a partnership. So you had a tough transformation. The only thing that did was make my heart hurt. I don't like seeing you in pain, baby. I know it has to happen once a month. I know not every shift into this werewolf form is as bad as this one, but that's what I'm concerned about. I'm worried about you, baby. How you're going to feel during, how you're going to feel afterwards, how you feel before. You are my number one priority, puppy. Feeling my lips against your forehead as you nuzzle against me. You feel the silver of the muzzle catching against my sweater again. Pulling random strings. It's okay. I can always replace the sweater. I can't replace you. This is just some cheap piece of clothing. You're worth so much more than that, baby. I don't know how to get it through your head. Especially in this state, so I guess I'm going to have to keep saying it over and over again. Remind you how much I love and care about you so you don't even begin to question it. When you're in your shifted form, your memory isn't as good as it typically is, huh? Oh, it's all right, puppy. You know I don't mind. As long as I get to keep you in my arms, I'm okay. You shiver as you feel my tail wrap around and start stroking your back, moving up and down. It's a welcome touch as you find yourself relaxing further into me. So comfortable in my arms, resting against my chest as my heart beats steadily. Are you feeling a bit better? You don't know how happy that makes me to hear. I was actually starting to get worried. I didn't want you to start spiraling. You're not in your most logical state in your werewolf form. You tend to act first and ask questions later. Despite what you might think in the moment, that has proven to not be the most effective way of handling things. Regardless, your werewolf form doesn't seem to care. As long as it gets what it wants when it wants, then your wolf is a happy little camper. That's why the silver collar rests heavy around your neck. It keeps your strength tampered. It's why you have a muzzle around your head, to keep you from biting me, because I know you have that urge. You might know better to only be playful, but you have a habit of getting carried away. I'm not going to take that risk, baby. And that's not even mentioning the silver restraints keeping you chained to the wall. While it's all to keep you from doing any harm to yourself, it also makes you look really good. Clothing torn just right as you stay safe in my embrace. Lucky for you, you've got all this extra hair to keep you warm now, don't you? You don't even realize how cold it is down here. Oh, ignore how my ears twitch in annoyance at that. I'm not letting you get a leg up on me. You are the one I just had to comfort, not the other way around. Besides, I can think of one or two ways that you can help me warm up. We do have the cabin to ourselves, don't we? It would be a waste of a perfectly good house in the middle of nowhere. You know, to not do anything. It's not like anyone can even hear us this deep underground. Plus those restraints. Custom fit to your body for optimal use. You can tell the love and craftsmanship that went into these pieces. Like how my finger is absently tracing the pattern on your collar. My tail trying to memorize what's inscribed on your cuffs. I was thinking, you know, just for my peace of mind, if maybe we could test out how strong the restraints really are. I just want to make sure there's no way you would be able to break out of them, especially if you're in your werewolf form. For safety reasons, obviously. If you weren't in the right mindset and you were able to pull those out of the wall, I would be toast. I know you rationally don't want to do that to me, but those first few moments, you know, when you're out of it, you perceive everything as a threat. I want to make sure those restraints are strong enough to hold you back. I know the bars are, but I like being able to step foot in your self-imposed cave. I like getting to hold you like this, feeling your breathing against me as my heartbeat settles those nerves inside you. If you don't want to try it tonight, we don't have to. I don't want to put any pressure on you. It was just a passing thought. Nothing more. I don't want to make you upset or anything. We can stay just like this if you want. I've got you, baby. I'm not going anywhere, regardless of your decision, but you do have to make one. Do you want to test out the restraints, or do you want to keep cuddling? Changing your answer as you feel my tail entangling between your legs. You struggle to keep your face still. Instead, my hand comes up and presses you against my chest, letting my tail play with you, teasing the sensitive muscles. You try to hold yourself back, to keep yourself in check against the silver. It's a lot more difficult than you thought, huh? Seems that a certain puppy doesn't have all the self-control originally claimed. You're so cute, baby. So lucky that you're my puppy. I think I want to add my name to the collar. A cute little heart pendant that says, "This werewolf is Necco property," on one side, and then, "If lost, return to Felicity," on the other. That way, even if you did get out, someone would know who to bring you back to. See, I don't want to have a future if you aren't in it, puppy. You're all mine, aren't you? Yes, you are. Now, shall we test those restraints? I was so hoping you would see it my way. I just want to make sure they aren't going to break if you get a little too excited or something. When you're in this fragile state, who knows how you're going to react to certain stimuli. I just want to make sure these chains are going to keep us both safe. You would never hurt me intentionally, baby. I already know that. But these, it's for both of our safety. Now, can you stand by the wall for me? You're going to need a little bit of leverage for what I have planned. Something hard and steady that can hold both of our weights. I figure the walls of this place can handle both a werewolf and a Necco, right? Then go stand by the wall and place your hands behind your back. You're going to look, but you're not going to touch. Understand? That's right, baby. Turn around. Good, good. Now keep your eyes on me. Starting slow, I begin by unbuttoning my shirt, making sure to fiddle with every movement and drag it out. You can't tear your eyes from the way my skinny fingers work the button in and out of the slit. The barest hint of my skin begins to show as it drapes off my shoulder. The strap of my black lacy bra begins to show. Can even see tinges of the lace peeking from where the shirt hangs off my breasts. Instead of taking it off, I turn around, sticking my ass out a bit and starting to shimmy out of my skirt. Oh, revealing a matching pair of black panties, some garters, even black nylons. Your hand clenches in an attempt to stand still. I can see the panties peeking out the edge of my shirt as I turn around again, barely covered. You watch as I roll my hips, finally letting the shirt slide all the way off. Walking towards you, you watch the sway of my hips as I wrap my arms around you, pulling your face into my neck. Kissing the top of your head, the metal of the muzzle brushes against my soft skin. You almost curse at the restriction, wishing you could use your tongue to taste, your lips to kiss. You haven't shown me I can trust you like this. Need to make sure the restraints stay on. The more we do this, the more comfortable I'll get, and maybe, eventually, we can take the muzzle off. Unless you really like it. Wrapping my arms around you, you keep your hands by your sides, remembering to wait for permission. Look at you. Don't even need to train you, do I, puppy? You just know what your Neko expects as she takes what she wants from your body. Can't help that you feel so good against me. My tail teasing your exposed hip as my ears twitch in excitement. My pupils have dilated into slits as I continue to stare. Despite all those teeth and muscles, you're waiting to be told what to do next, aren't you? Such a good puppy. You deserve to be fucked for that, don't you? Can feel yourself getting harder as my panties get wetter. Your cock is screaming at you for attention as you keep your arms steady by your sides, letting my fluffy tail tease your responsive skin. You try to bite back your sounds, to pretend that it's not having an effect on you, like I can't read your body, like I can't feel what you really need. Kissing my way down your neck, you feel my hands start to get lower. Wrapping around your cock. Is this okay, baby? That's my puppy. Feeling my hand starting to stroke your cock in earnest. That's it. Nice firm grip. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, you're so hard for me, baby. Does transforming always make you this wet, or am I just special? Well, I'm going to take that as a compliment. Such a pretty puppy. Moaning as my fingers grass against your length, playing with the tip, smearing a bit of pre. Your hips rock in response, wanting more, needing it. But I just keep playing, smearing the mess all around before going back to lazily stroking. Just when I thought you couldn't get any harder, you proved me wrong. Just look at you. How thick you are in my hands. This is all for me, isn't it, baby? Oh, you're so sweet. Giving me such a treat like this. If you think my hand feels good, just wait until it's my pussy that's around you. I'm going to fuck your cock just like a proper puppy deserves. And you are going to try your best to break those restraints. You're going to fight against them, use all your power, and if they don't move, then I'll know I'm safe to be in a room when you transform. It's just going to take a lot off my mind, knowing that I can be in the same cage as you. It's going to make me feel so much better. We could even make a game of it. Spread my legs and masturbate while you physically shift in front of me. Only let you out if you promise to eat me out. Filthy little puppy. You would love that, wouldn't you? Moaning out your yes, you feel my hand start to retreat. Whining at the loss, you watch as I turn around. My thick ass in your face now. That's it. Teasing the tip of your cock just outside my entrance. Do you always get this turned on when you transform? Guess we're going to find out together, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, I forgot how full you make me feel. This is fucking nice, you know that? Oh, yeah. Right there. Just love how you stretch me out. My ass pressing against you as you feel my pussy clenching. Trying to keep every inch of you inside. Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, fuck. Just listen to you. Glad to know the feeling's mutual. I can barely think of something to say when you're stretching me out like this. You feel so fucking good. Moaning as my pussy grips onto you, adding to the pleasure. Are your senses heightened in this form? Does this feel even better than normal, baby? I bet it does. Trying so hard to be good. You don't need to hold back. That's the whole point of this. Come on, let go. Give me all you got. You're gonna put those restraints to work. See if that silver can really hold you back. Come on. I know you're not giving it to me. I know that you're holding back, trying to be careful with me. You don't want to hurt your Neko girlfriend, do you? Don't you worry, puppy. I can take it. Did you forget that this was my idea? That I'm the one setting the pace? That I'm the one moving my hips back and forth? Bouncing my ass on your cock? Come on now. Just listen to those sounds you make. You're not fooling anyone. You love how it feels to be buried inside my pussy. Don't keep those sounds inside. It makes me upset. I'm doing so much work, putting in so much of an effort. The least you could do is tell me how fucking good it feels. How much you love my... my fat ass working your cock like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you sound so good. Stop trying to bite your lip. Who are you trying to protect? Yourself? Do you really think someone's going to hear you out in the middle of nowhere? Because that's why you bought this cabin to begin with. You wanted to transform in peace. You wanted a place to let your wild side roam free. That's why there's no one around. That's why you can moan as loud as you fucking want. No one's gonna hear you. No one's gonna come and check in. You're all alone out here. It's just you and me and whatever fucking cars are passing by. I bet they don't even know that we're in here. That you're being fucked and ridden like this. Yeah, trying to match your thrust with mine. You let me set the pace, bouncing my ass. So far, so good with the restraints. I'm quite impressed that they've held up so far. Let's just hope they stay like this the longer we go. After all, the more I work you, the harder you pull against them. Oh, I can feel the force with which you're trying to grab onto me, trying to hold on, trying to get me into positions, and it's just not working. Those chains keep you in place, doing their job so well. It feels so good to be held back, doesn't it? Gripping onto my waist to steady yourself. You rest yourself against my back. It rests a little odd, but you don't care. You're just grateful for something to lean against, to feel something besides the metal against your hot skin. It's so cold, so distracting. It makes everything feel so much better. Can barely move. Forced to watch as I ride you. You moan. You want more, don't you? Well, it's a good thing to want things. I'm just gonna give myself more as a response. You take what you're given and you're grateful you're even thought about. You understand? Moving my fingers between my thighs, I start to circle my own clit, touching myself just how I like. Oh, you instantly feel my pussy pulse around you, getting wetter, starting to leak. The lewd squelching fills the air. Don't know what's louder, your moans or how fucking wet I am. You try to keep your claws to yourself, trying so hard to not hurt me, but it's getting difficult to restrain yourself, isn't it? That's why the chains are in place. That's why we're doing this. Would be such a shame if someone happened by this place and found you like this. Wouldn't want you to hurt an innocent stranger. We're testing the restraints like this because I don't know any other way to get you riled up, to get you in that state. Fucking me always seems to put you in a more feral state of mind. So focused on how good my pussy feels. There's nothing else in your mind. Just bucking up into me, feeling me clench around you as I work my clit. Oh, fuck. You look so sexy when you're letting me take what I want. Are you sure you didn't transform into some sort of a fuck doll instead of a werewolf? Because you certainly seem to enjoy being treated like this, being talked to in such a manner. It should be embarrassing that a werewolf, that something that is so strong, so menacing, reeking of alphaness, is reduced to this. It's just a pathetic, desperate little puppy, taking whatever you're given as my pussy works you. Oh, yeah. You feel yourself getting closer as my hips rock back and forth, spelling out my name. If you're not going to moan Felicity, you're going to come from it. It's going to be the cause of your pleasure one way or another. Oh, you feel my pussy clenching around you, enjoying a vice-like grip, clenching your eyes and biting your lip. It's almost too much for your werewolf brain to handle, isn't it, baby? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, thrusting just right. Oh, right like that, yeah. You're doing such a good job. Fucking me like I need. Keep it up, baby. You can do it. You're going to make me come like a good pup, aren't you? Such a desperate little thing running into me. Working your hips like I taught you to. Oh, what a good puppy. Going to make your neck go calm, aren't you? Pulling against the silver straits. Nothing budges. Keeping you locked in place, just how you want it, right? Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good, puppy. I can't believe we haven't done this before. Oh, I need to fuck you in your werewolf form more often. This feels amazing. Oh, I can't get enough. I'm so close. Are you going to be a good puppy and come with me? I know you can do it. Make me fucking proud, baby. Let go. Come with me. You're so close. Don't fight. Don't hold back. Come. Come. Oh my God. Turning around. Let me check out those restraints. I need to make sure they're still attached to the wall, don't I? Taking a look at the wall. You still seem attached to it. Your wrists aren't broken, nor did you break free of the bindings. If you were capable of doing something like that, do you think you would have done it then? I think you would have. Did you see how much you were pulling against them? I damn near thought the wall was going to collapse on us at a certain point. And not to toot my own horn or anything, but I'm pretty sure you were using most of your strength and didn't even realize it. And before you ask, no. I'm not scared of you or anything like that. I honestly thought it was kind of hot to have someone so powerful tied up just for me to play with. So if you're messed up for enjoying it, I guess so am I, because I enjoyed it just as much, if not more than you. God, I can't wait until this stupid muzzle thing can come off. There's still about another 6 hours until sunrise, so I still can't take it off of you yet. I just want to give you a proper kiss for making such amazing strides tonight. Not only were you open with me, but you let me get closer to you. I know what a difficult thing that is for you, baby. I'm so proud of you for trusting me. Thank you. I promise I won't go and do anything to break it. Now, how about I run upstairs and get some snacks, some blankets, and maybe some towels? That way I can clean us up, we can rehydrate, get some energy, and finally be warm down here. How does that sound? Then I'll be right back, baby. Don't miss me too much.